Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tip Show. Pinterest Tip Show. A show designed to assist man in his quest to succeed on Pinterest. If you have interest in the content you want to share, content you want your clients to see, learn ways to grow and succeed in this unique and exciting world. One man will assist you on your journey to become a pinner and grow your presence online. Men and women can share in the success. And here to show you how
is your host.
Is your host, Jeff C. Adding testosterone, one pin at a time.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Manly Pinterest Tips Podcast. I'm Jeff C., and you're not. Have you heard about Tailwind Tribes, but unsure what in the world it actually is? Do you already have Tailwind Tribes, but you feel like you're not using it to its full potential? Well, if so, then today's show is for you. If you've never heard of Tailwind or Tailwind Tribes, you definitely need to try them out. And I've talked a lot about Tailwind on the show before, so no matter how much you love Pinterest, you just can't be on it 24/7. So I use Tailwind to schedule my pins and my clients' pins. They are an official marketing partner with Pinterest, so you don't need to worry. Another feature is that they have incredible analytics that helps me know exactly what content my audience is looking for. They have a free trial that you can access by going to manlypinteresttips.com/tailwind. That's manlypinteresttips.com/tailwind. Give them a try today. Well, I'm very excited to once again have Elisa Meredith back on the show today to give us the breakdown on Tailwind Tribes. Elisa is the content marketing manager at Tailwind, who has more than once been accused of a Pinterest obsession. She's a blogger at elisameredith.com, speaker and author, and she's a big believer in the power of visual marketing. And she's on a mission to help businesses find their creative side in order to appeal to customers in a whole new way. Now, Tailwind really is my secret sauce when it comes to Pinterest, but to be honest, I really hadn't used Tribes like I needed to be. But that all changed after my discussion with Elisa. You'll get a ton of ideas, tips, and best practices from this episode, so let's jump right into my conversation with Elisa Meredith. What we're going to talk about today is something that you may have been here. If you're in the Pinterest community, you may have heard about it, but I want to kind of take it from a, you know, some people may have no idea that it's been offered. We talk about Tailwinds. Tailwind, that's my preferred scheduler for Pinterest that I recommend to everybody just because I love it and it works really, really well. And I use it for all my clients as well. But some people may not be familiar with that. So we're going to talk about first what Tailwind is and what it does for you. And then we're going to dive into this thing you may have heard about called Tailwind Tribes. And Elisa is, sorry, it's probably that cold
message. Really good friend.
Yeah. And so Miss Meredith, she works for Tailwind. What is your official title, by the way?
Content Marketing Manager.
Content Marketing Manager. She's She writes a lot of stuff, but she's,
stuff.
She was brilliant before she worked for him, but now she's even more smarter. More smarter.
That's a, much a, more smarter.
Much more smarter. So she is, she knows all this stuff backwards and forward. So we're going to pick her brain. So if you have any questions while we are talking with her, ask them in the comments and we'll try to get to them during the show today. So let's get started. Elisa, so first of all, big broad overview. Because you work for them, what in the world is Tailwind?
What in the world is it? Well, it is a Pinterest and Instagram scheduling and analytics tool. So most people probably know it just as Pinterest, but we absolutely do have an Instagram scheduler as well. Simple, short answer.
Very cool. So We have analytics already built in Pinterest. If we have a business account, why would we need Tailwind? Why do we need to pay for another analytics tool? What does that offer that Pinterest doesn't?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I really love about it is that you can look at your board performance. So I know a lot of people are concerned, especially about group boards right now, and people feel like they might be hurting their accounts. So I say before you jump ship on group boards, look at your board insights entail when mm-hmm. analytics, because when I do that, I see that some of my top performing boards are actually group boards. So that's going to tell you which boards you should be concentrating on, which ones you should be growing, and also maybe which ones you should be leaving if it's a group board, or maybe setting to secret if it's one of your own and just focus somewhere else instead. The other thing is you can do a pin inspector, so you can see the activity on all the pins that you have pinned recently, which is pretty powerful stuff.
Because they took away that ability to see your like pin counts on Pinterest, kind of recent as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can still see the aggregate counts on mobile for now. I who knows if that's going to stick around, but but as far as your individual pin counts, yeah, you can see that in Tailwind, which I know is important to people.
Cool. Yeah. So scheduling, that's the other thing. So it's known as an analytics platform and also scheduling. So why is important for some, and some people may know this, but why in the world is it important to schedule pins on Pinterest? Why do we need that?
Well, because, I mean, I could probably spend all day on Pinterest pinning stuff.
Probably you could.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, a lot of us probably could. I could, yeah. I would, but I can't. So I need to have them going out consistently. So Tailwind will do that for me. What it does beyond that, hey, Vanessa, is it knows what time I should be pinning my pins. Now, that kind of brings up the question, right? Now that we have a smart feed, does it really matter when I pin? I asked that question when I came to Tailwind, because I wondered. Right. And yes, it does, in fact, because what happens is when your pin goes out at the optimal time, meaning when your audience is most likely to be engaging with your kind of content, and it, so when it first goes out to a few people, if it goes out at the right time and people start engaging with it, then that Pinterest takes that as a signal that this is a good pin. This is when I should serve up more. So it will get seen faster and by more people if it goes out at the right time. So you definitely, it helps to know the right times, and to try to analyze that yourself, impossible, yeah. Right? So just let them do that for you. But yeah, it's good to be consistent like that, and just be organized in the way you do it. If you want to go away for a week, you can without worrying about pins going out all the time.
Right. And one of the things that I'll mention this, and I do this like when I talk about Pinterest, is it's important, you know, there are some other places that offer pin scheduling, but you need to be really careful. And I always suggest that you use a marketing development partner. Is that correct? I mean, that's what you guys are. So Tailwind is, and there's some other ones too, but a lot of these you see that promise, you know, how to repeat pinning and what do they call it? Looping or whatever, that they're really not a partner with Pinterest. And that scares me. I don't ever want to give control of mine or my client's account to something that actually breaks Pinterest terms of service. And so that's why Tailwind is one of the ones I recommend. So that scares me to death.
Yeah, there's a little risk there. And plus, you know, we can kind of make sure that we're staying up on cutting edge of what's going on with Pinterest.
That way. You have a relationship with them. So that's cool. So. Yeah. All right. So the whole important, the whole reason and the title of the show is Understanding Tailwind Tribes. So what in the world is Tailwind Tribes? If you're just joining, if you just like got a invite to go into a Tailwind Tribe, or even that if you join Tailwind in their free trial and you're getting into this, you may wonder, what in the world is Tailwind Tribe? Why would I even use it? So can you explain what that is?
Oh, yeah, Tailwind Tribes are the best thing to happen to Pinterest in a long time. I love
that. Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Well, this gets into the benefits of them, which is the time saving. But first, you want to know what they are. So a tribe is like a group of like-minded people who blog about the same sorts of subjects. So I have a tribe with you and Mike Alton and Ian Anderson Gray, because we all know each other. We all know we write good content, and we want to, yeah, we do.
Do we know each other? I don't know.
And we want to support each other.
Right.
So that's my way of giving back a little bit to people that I care about, and also people I trust. So I have other tribes as well with other people that I know. They might be a bit larger, but by and large, all the content coming in there is valuable to me and to my followers, so I can share that out knowing that it is good quality content. So it's like, it's kind of like a Facebook share group where everyone goes in and puts their content in, and then you can find what you like and share it out. But what's cool about this is that it's all done from the Tailwind platform. So it's a section of the dashboard where you put your stuff in and you pin other people's pins out. And there's some really cool analytics in there to show you how your pins are performing and how the tribe as a whole is performing. And I know when they were still in beta, and I tried to get you to use them, and you were doing a million different things. And I knew that you wouldn't get to it unless I played with it a little bit,
but I need to use
it. Yeah. So I thought, all right, I'm going to do a little test here. So I took one of your client accounts with a ton of blog posts in it. And I just put in one or two a day for about 3 weeks. And I didn't tell you I was doing this. So
I think that's a little illegal, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I had one tribe that was only for you. So I put in all your clients' content into that one tribe and then watched what happens. So over a period of about 3 weeks of doing that, your clients' content got almost 5 million in reach. Just from my activity in that one tribe.
Just so, you, nobody else.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So just what I added into that tribe. So then I was able to take that to you and say, hey, here's about an hour's worth of work. You might want to try these tribes things. Because what it gives you is a feed of always updating awesome blog posts for you to share with your audience. And I know some people feel like, well, why should I share other people's content? I mean, that's got to be the oldest social media question, and now the oldest Pinterest question. Why should I bother doing that? And the reason is when you share great content that people want to engage with, it lifts all your content up in the feed, lifting up your own content as well. So if you, when you get into a good tribe and there's good content in there, it's going to raise up your content as well. But the other aspect of it, aside from just supporting other people and making your pin curation better, is that your pins get a ton more reach. They're going to get shares, they're going to get repins or saves, and they're going to get a whole lot more exposure potentially to a new audience. So I've noticed in using tribes on behalf of Tailwind, I found a whole bunch of new bloggers I've never heard of before, and they're writing really great stuff. So I'm happy that I found this content, and I almost never go looking for content anywhere else now, just because there's so much good stuff in my tribes, and it saves me so much time to add my tribes right into my schedule and right into Pinterest.
Yeah, I need to do that a lot more. So now there's an obvious question about this. So what is different from joining a tribe than joining like a group board? Okay. So because it sounds like there's a lot of similarities there.
Well, it's kind of complementary. So you could pin from your tribe to a group board.
Mm.
That would be a great thing. Or if you have a group board with a lot of people that's working well, and you could create a tribe of people who are in your group board. So it doesn't replace a group board. It's just a different way of doing it. So I have been bad about group boards.
They're hard to find good ones. Yeah,
they are. And it's hard to remember to keep posting to them on a regular basis. But when I was better at using them, and I think the ideal way to really use them is for you to add content in, yes, but also use that as a way to find content to repin or to save. I neglect that terribly. So to me, the tribes they kind of save that step, but I can still share into a group board from them, which is useful. And then my group board members can put stuff in the tribe, and it kind of, they're complementary, definitely.
So like you mentioned, you and me and Ian and Mike Alton, we all know each other. And so that tribe makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. I know I can trust your content completely. So what about some of these bigger tribes where I may not know or have a personal relationship with everybody? What happens if they're somebody who's, I don't think content is up to my like level or that I want to share? Because I'm very concerned, if you guys ever heard me on the show before, is I'm concerned what my audience is looking for. I really want to serve them because that helps me out in the long run. So, you know, what happens? Will people know that, oh, he's not ever pinning my stuff? I know there's analytics inside of the tribes. Will I get in trouble for not like sharing that one person?
Probably not. Right. So especially if it's a larger tribe, like you mentioned, it's unlikely that the admin or the manager is going to go in and look and see, oh, Jeff always ignores Elisa's content. I think I'm going to talk to him about that. No, it's more like when you are an owner or an admin of a tribe, you can see how many pins this person has added in and how many they have pinned out to Pinterest. So that at least you can kind of tell, make sure that people are pulling their weight in the tribe.
Gotcha.
But there's not really an easy way to see if you're ignoring somebody's content. But if you do find that to be the case, it's the one particular person isn't really suited to your audience, you can uncheck their name in the tribe members list and it will hide their content.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Because my thing is like, I get in a lot of blogger group boards, and a lot of times there's a lot of lifestyle blogging, mm-hmm. of like, you know, how to do makeup and stuff like that, yeah. that I don't really, yeah. Unless it's braiding a beard, I don't really care. So I need to figure out, I mean, that was my concern, is like, I want to pull my weight, but I don't want to be a jerk and not, you know, whatever. So, you know what,
right. And it may be that you need to find a different tribe. If there's gotcha. Not enough great content in that one for you, or if it's taking you too long, the tribe should save you so much time. So if it isn't, look at other tribes and see if that might be a better fit.
Well, that leads into another question. How do you find a good tribe to join? I've seen pins on Pinterest now, even like the 200 top blogging tribes, you yes. know, and I'm like, is that real? Is that something? Because, you know, everybody was getting on Pin Groupie at one time to figure out board. So what's the best way for you to find tribes?
Well, you can certainly ask around, ask your friends, are there bloggers that you like? Do you have a tribe that my content would work well in? I think that's a great way. But also since tribes have gone public, we now have a find a tribe feature. So you can search mm-hmm. by category or you can search by keyword, and that should help you find some good tribes. And when mm-hmm. you do that, you're going to be able to see the activity level in the tribe. So like higher on the graph is probably going to be better for right. you. But you can also preview it so that you'll see some of the content that's in there before you join.
Gotcha. So I want to bring up this comment by Vanessa. She goes, that's such a great point, Jeff. Well, thank you, Vanessa. I'll just say that's all my points that I've made so far. But it says sometimes it doesn't fit our audience. That's why niche-specific tribes are so helpful. Very, very. That's a great point. Thank
Absolutely.
You for sharing that.
Yeah.
So, we've talked about how to find tribes. So, are there like rules, or I mean, what are the best practices to use them? Or, I mean, are they like group boards where all of them are different? They all have different rules, and I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so you can make your own rules when you create a tribe. And most of them are kind of focused on what kind of pins they want to see. So if it's a niche tribe, they're going to say, please only share recipe pins. Mm-hmm. Or they might say, please only share tall pins. Or they might specify, please spend time on your description. And a lot of times there'll also be kind of an item in there about how much you should share. So we strongly discourage rule setting such as share every pin in this tribe, because right. not every pin is going to fit for everybody in the tribe.
Right.
So I think, but people mostly are pretty reasonable about that. Just trying to make the point that if you're in here, don't just come in and drop your pins and leave. You need to be supporting other members of the tribe as well.
Gotcha. So here's the $1,000 question that I know yeah. people will be listening to. So how much does this cost? Because, you know, the best things in life really aren't free. So how much does this cost? How does this work?
Yeah. Well, it's not $1,000.
Good.
So it's really not $1,000 question.
Sure.
but you do need to have a Tailwind account.
Okay. So you have to have, to be a part of tribes, you have to have Tailwind.
Yes, gotcha. You do. Yeah. So there is a free plan which gives you 5 tribes and 30 tribe submissions per month.
Okay.
And so what that means is if you blog once a week, so you've got like 4 blog posts. I'm going to mess this up. I just know I okay. am.
All right. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Put it in the show notes.
Whatever Elisa says stands. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically one submission to one tribe is one submission. So if you submit one blog post pin to 2 tribes, that's 2 submissions.
Gotcha.
But you can share out as much as you want. So I know a lot of people are finding it at least as useful for their content curation as they are for distributing their own content. So gotcha. Most of the people who started with tribes in the beta really didn't even have to upgrade to a paid plan.
Gotcha. So that leads to another question. What are power-ups? They sound like something that, you know, in like Pac-Man, you'd hit a power-up and you'd turn, you know, you could eat ghosts. So maybe, maybe Pinterest can eat Snapchat. Who knows? So what? How do power-ups work? I'm confused. So tell me.
Power-ups are basically optional features that you can add on. So naturally, we've just come out with tribes, but we're always coming up with new ideas to help people with their marketing. So this would be an example of a power-up. So you have your free tribes with the 5 tribe limit and 30 submissions. But if you need more than that, you can purchase a power-up. So for example, if you wanted to have 10 tribes and 80 submissions, that would be $60 a year power-up on your account.
Gotcha. So it's like an added, if you hit the limit, it lets you go past the limit is what you're saying. Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Very cool. So that's, I know a lot of people are wanting to question. And sure. We talked about how to find a tribe to join. Are people actively going and inviting people, or is it mostly people coming to a tribe and asking to join? I mean,
there's been a lot of invitations. Like you mentioned, all the blog posts that came out about joining tribes. There are also a couple of Facebook groups dedicated to people sharing their Tailwind tribes and getting new members in. Yeah, so it is a vibrant community. I was amazed at how many people were using it before it even went public, and now, of course, even more people. So yeah, you can. I mean, there are a lot of people out there inviting others, but now that there's a search, that's an easy way to do it too.
Very cool. Now, so is there a criteria you should look for? Just like I'm only going to join tribes that have over 5,000 members or whatever. I mean, should you only join large tribes, or like, should you start with your friends? I mean, what's the best way to do that?
There's probably not one single best, because there probably are some huge tribes that are really effective for the members. Mm-hmm. But it's probably easier to manage a smaller tribe to start with, to kind of get your feel for what's working for you. Definitely, like Vanessa mentioned, having a niche tribe. So rather than all tips pin here, you're going to want something that is specific to what you write about. So, and also what you curate, but I think you probably want to start with what you're writing about. So for you, that would be visual marketing. Mm-hmm. So you would probably look for visual marketing tribes, because you're going to find that your content does really well in there. And you're also going to find a lot of great stuff to pin. And that's what I try to remind people: find a tribe where your content is going to make people want to share it.
Gotcha. So how does creating your own tribe? So, you know, if I wanted to create my own one, how does that count against the like user limits of a tribe? So, and is it a good idea to create your own tribe, or is that something you need to wait until you have a lot of followers or whatever? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, you can absolutely create your own tribe whenever you want to. And that tribe that you have built, that does not count against your limit, because we feel like you are contributing to the ecosystem of tribes by doing that. So we want to encourage people to start and maintain a great tribe. And that kind of brings up another point about maintaining a great tribe. It really is up to the owner and any admins that they assign to make sure the content quality is good, mm-hmm. and that people aren't spamming, and that they're not just coming in and dumping content. So when somebody requests to join your tribe, it will give you an easy way to find their website and their Pinterest account so that you can vet them before you let them in. But then, of course, if they come in and they're not really adding to the tribe, you can chat with them privately.
Very cool.
And then if they're just really not a good fit, you can kick them out.
So do you recommend having like a probationary period for people? Like, hey, we invite you in for a month, and then you're like, hey, if you stink, we're going to say goodbye nicely or whatever. I mean, has it been an issue, or do you think it's not even worth trying that?
I think it would be really hard to keep track of that unless you had a separate spreadsheet somewhere to see when the person came in and if you should check on them. I think instead it's probably a better idea to maybe once a week or so just kind of scan the content that's coming in. And if anything stands out to you as really not fitting or not making sense, then you can find out who put it in there and just have a chat with them. And sometimes what I have done when someone requests to join and I look at their blog and I see, yeah, they write some stuff that would fit, but some stuff would be so out of place, I will actually send them a chat as soon as I accept them and say, you know, I really think that your content on Pinterest is awesome, but I just want to remind you that your content on woodworking probably isn't going to be a great fit here.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. I'm sorry.
They can come to my tribe then. No, just that. But that makes sense. Yeah. So
Yeah, so okay. Give them fair warning, you know, and if they make a mistake, we all do. You can also, as an admin or owner, you can get rid of content that's in the tribe that you don't want there.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a lot of control.
So it's very you want to be very clear when you're setting up the rules that this is just a pin. This is just a tribe on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. Don't just dump all your pins in here. Is what you're right. saying? Okay.
Yeah, and you can even put some stronger language in there, like, you know, if you add anything other than a Pinterest pin, we'll give you one warning and then we'll kick you out. You know, if you want to,
it's completely up to you. Like that, though, too. So
sure. Yeah.
Very cool. So, are there any like standard rules that Tailwind has seen that work really well and make sense? Like some best practices when you like if you're setting up your own tribe for the first time, you want to definitely have these types of rules in there.
I think that the kind of example we talked about before is probably the best idea is to give people an expectation. So this board is meant for this kind of content. Please make sure you pin only and whatever it is, whatever is important to you. So right. for me, it would be at only pin vertical pins. Feel free to use hashtags reasonably. Pay attention to your descriptions. And please share. You know, please support other members of this tribe.
Right. So how do I, is there a way to, if there's, I'm in this tribe and it really stinks and they're all mm-hmm. pinning, you know, like nail art and how to braid hair. Yeah. And I don't like that anymore. I'm out of that. So I'm out of my hair braiding phase. how, what's the best way to leave a tribe that's not working out? Do I just leave and, or do I like message? Yeah. It's like, hey, can you let me go, please? It's not you, it's me.
You can just leave. There's a little okay. button next to the tribe name in the little analytics on the side, and you can just click that and leave.
Very cool. So
yeah. Oh, and here's another thing. If you started a tribe and it's not working out for you, and you want to close it so that you can join a new tribe, or just you just don't want it there anymore, right. What you need to do is kick everybody out and then okay. you can leave.
Right. Now, do they get a notification that you booted them?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So there's
but
just
they gone. Won't be able to sneak back in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. They can't crash the party anymore. No. So do you have any other tips? I mean, I know you smacked me down pretty hard for not using Tailwind tribes
in the alpha phase. That wasn't my intention.
Yeah. And so what are some tips like for people who are now like, okay, this makes sense. It's out of alpha phase. It's now a real thing. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some tips that you would tell people for success for using Tailwind tribes?
I would say find yourself a good niche tribe that fits the content that you write and commit to using it for a couple months. Okay. So some people will say, you know, it shows I'm getting a lot of people sharing, but I'm not seeing a lot of repins yet. And what could be happening there, of course, we know it takes a while for pins when they're sent to Pinterest mm-hmm. to show up anyway, right? But the other thing that can happen to you is that when you schedule a pin, it shows as a share. So if I'm scheduling ahead and I schedule your pin from a tribe, you're going to see that I've shared it, but it hasn't actually gone out from Tailwind to Pinterest yet. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a little while for those numbers to start growing. So for those share numbers, those repins, and even the reach numbers to start going up. So give it a couple of months to really get a feel for whether a tribe is working for you or not. Mm-hmm. And on Tuesdays, we send out the tribe digest emails, which will help you kind of compare the tribes and how they're doing against each other.
Very cool. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, I've noticed some, I wouldn't call them competitors because they don't have the same features as Tailwind, but there's some other things out there being called tribes that sound like they're kind of doing this, trying to copy the same thing. So, I won't say their name, Board Booster, but, so we want to be careful that it's Tailwind Tribes and not, don't go with another company because Tailwind Tribes are what we're talking about here. You have to have Tailwind to use it. Let me see any other questions about, everybody who's been in the comments so far have been saying that they love, Tailwind Tribes. Oh, is there any rules? Like, let's say I had a Tailwind tribe that took off and all these people joined it. And I had like thousands of people on like 5,000 people on this tribe. Can I monetize that? Could I go, hey, to join my tribe now, it's going to be $25 a month. Are there rules that you can't do that? I just want, somebody's thinking that.
Oh, you're right.
You Absolutely. Know they're wanting to do that.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Okay, it's breaking the terms of service. Okay, that's what I just wanted to make sure because somebody would think that, like join my just like a Facebook group. They have Facebook groups now that they charge money to be in.
Yeah.
They could do the same way. They could try to do this.
We're all there to help each other. And, you know, it's really cool to see some big influencers in some of these tribes who are sharing little people's blog posts. It's really nice to see, like, the collaboration that people have kind of been craving that comes together with tribes.
And I can't believe you called me a little person for being in your tribe, Alisa. So that's all right. I forgive you. Thanks. So Alisa, where can we find out more about you? I mean, I know you're a Tailwind and you write for them all the time. So
give us where we find you. Yeah. So blog.tailwindapp.com is where you can find out all about the great stuff that Tailwind is doing.
Very cool. And so is to find out more about tribes is we just go to Tailwind's website and.
Yeah. So I think Melissa put the link in. Okay. The comments earlier, it's tailwindapp.com/tribes. And there are some really great videos. There's one that explains it really well. And then there's one from several people who've used tribes and the results they've seen, why they love them. So, you know, if I haven't convinced you today,
then there's something wrong with you. But also, I called you the princess of promoted pins at the beginning. Yeah. So where can people go and find out about your stuff that you write? I mean, you really niche down into promoted pins and you have some great articles. Yeah. Where can they find that stuff out?
All my obsessive, geeky Pinterest promoted pin stuff is on alisameredith.com.
Very cool. alisameredith.com. I had to do that. Sorry. So everybody, thanks so much for watching. Thank you, all of you who watched the replay. Tailwind Tribes, I'm going to get into it and use it a lot more the end of this year and starting the next. So if you see me, say hi in the tribe universe. So thanks for watching, everybody. And as always, I'd love for you guys to visit manlypinteresttips.com. We're always adding testosterone one pin at a time. See you next time, everybody.
Thank you for joining Jeff on his mission to help you be successful in the Pinterest world. Would you like to take part in a live show? Be sure to join Jeff's email community at manlypinteresttips.com. Adding testosterone one pin at a time.